The city of Sitka's general fund budget is coming in at just over $46 million for next year. This is the pot of money that pays for everything from schools to police and fire, public works, and administration. Right now, that budget is in draft form. There are line items for everything from a sizable increase in sales tax revenue from cruise tourism to a dip in federal aid from the peak COVID years. There are still some big questions that could shake things up. National economic uncertainty, whether the city can score some more cash from the recent influx of federal infrastructure funds, and whether the state government will raise the base student allocation, providing more funding for Sitka's schools. As it stands now, the budget would leave the city with a small surplus of around $18,000. But some assembly members were concerned, nevertheless, about staffing. City Finance Officer Melissa Haley said her budget planned for a 3% vacancy rate, but right now about 13% of city staff positions are vacant. Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss said the vacancies worried him, and he wanted the assembly to start considering solutions.
So I don't even know what a system-wide pay increase would look like. I don't even know where we're going to find the money for that. But it's something I really want the assembly to chew on over the next little bit. You know, what is our priority here? Is it going to be our capital projects, or is it going to be our staffing? Because yes, I want the potholes fixed. Yes, I want to put some money into that. But if we don't have the guy to go out and fix the potholes, I don't care how much hot tar we have, it's not going to happen.
Assemblymember Tor Christensen agreed and brainstormed a possible approach to the problem using the surplus for bonuses.
And we could possibly look at something like that because of the very conservative estimates on revenues and things, that maybe we look at something like, if we have a surplus more than 17,000 at the end of the year, which I think is probably a pretty good likelihood, that we do bonuses and we make it, you know, we set up some sort of a formula for that. Not sure that that's the end all problem, but it would at least give people a line, something to look forward to.
Kevin Mosher noted that all of the city's contracts were recently renegotiated with 3-year terms. Any big changes for union members would require reopening those contracts. He said if the assembly was going to consider wage increases, he'd prefer bonuses over adjusting salaries.
Once you increase a person's standard wage, it's very hard to take it back. Almost impossible. I'm okay with conversation and with going forward. I just don't want to kind of get the idea or the thought out there that we're just going to start throwing money out there or increase it substantially anytime soon. It is a very complicated and it needs to be done very thoughtfully and carefully.
The assembly didn't make any decisions about bonuses, but at its last regular meeting, the assembly approved on first reading money for a wage study for the city. Valerie Ruff is the city's human resources director. She told the assembly that the study would look beyond cash compensation.
How do we look at wages? How do we use variable compensation? How do we use incentives like for housing? Housing is a huge problem for us right now in recruiting. So how do we put all of those things together so that we can offer packages that are attractive to everyone? So when I say variable compensation, it can mean bonuses. It may mean an extra day of annual leave. There are so many things that we could do with variable compensation to offset wages. So wages isn't always what we focus on.
But before that study can kick off, the assembly must approve it on a final reading. Municipal Administrator John Leach said a wage study on its fastest timeline would take at least 6 or 7 months. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.